Preface of the miscellaneous collection of verse that follows. Only four pieces have been published, though many were written long ago, and other partly written. In some few cases the verses were turned into prose and printed as such, it having been unanticipated at that time that they might see the light. Whenever an ancient and legitimate word of the district, for which there was no equivalent in received English, suggested itself as the most natural, nearest, and often only expression of a thought, it has been made use of, on what seemed good grounds. The pieces are in a large degree dramatic or personative in conception, and this even where they are not obviously so. The dates attached to some of the poems do not apply to the rough sketches given in illustration, which have been recently made, and, as may be surmised, are inserted for personal and local reasons, rather than for their intrinsic qualities. Th. September 1898. The temporary yawl, change and chancefulness in my flowering youth time, set me son by son near to one unchosen, brought us fellow-like, and despite divergence, friends interlinked us. Cherish him can I, while the true one forthcome come the rich fulfiller of my prevision. Life is roomy yet, and the odds unbounded. So self-communed I, thwart my wistful way did a damsel saunter, fair, the while unformed to be all eclipsing. Maiden meet, held I, till arise my forefelt wonder of women. Long a vision hermitage deep desiring, tenements uncouth I was fain to house in. Let such lodging be for a breath while, thought I, une more seemly. Then, high handiwork will I make my life deed, truth and light outshow, but the ripe time pending, intermissive aim at the thing sufficeth. Thus I ... but lo, me, mistress, friend, place, aims to be bettered straightway, bettered not as fate or my hands achieving, soul assurance those of my onward earth track never transcended. Amable, I marked her ruined hues, her custom straightened views, and asked, can therein dwell my amable? I looked upon her gown, once rose, now earthen brown, the change was like the knell of amable. Her steps mechanic ways had lost the life of maze, her laugh, once sweet and swell, spoilt amable. I mused. Oh, sings the strain I sang ere warmth did wane? Who thinks its numbers spell is amable? Knowing that, though love cease, love's race shows a decrease, all find in Dorper Dell an amable. I felt that I could creep to some housetop, and weep, that time the tyrant fell ruled amable. I said, the while I sighed that love like ours had died, fond things I'll no more tell to amable, but leave her to her fate, and fling across the gate, till the last trump, farewell, O amable. Apostrophe, 1865. Hap, if but some vengeful god would call to me from up the sky, and laugh. Who suffering thing, know that thy sorrow is my ecstasy, that thy love's loss is my hate's profiting. Then would I bear, and clench myself, and die, steeled by the sense of ire unmerited. Half eased in, that a power filler than I had willed, and meted me the tears I shed. But not so. How arrives it joy lies slain, and why unblooms the best hope ever sown? Crass casualty obstructs the sun and rain, and dicing time for gladness casts a moan. These purblind doomsters had as readily strewn blisses about my pilgrimage as pain. 1866. In vision I roamed the flashing firmament, so fierce in blazon, that the night waxed wan, as though with an odd sense of such ostent. And as I thought my spirit ranged on, and footless traversed through ghast heights of sky, to the last chambers of the monstrous dome, where stars the brightest here to darkness die. Then, any spot on our own earth seemed home. And the sick grief, that you were far away grew pleasant thankfulness, that you were near? Who might have been, set on some outstep sphere, less than a want to me, as day by day I lived unware, uncaring all that lay locked in, that universe taciturn and drear. 1866. At a bridal tit, when you paced forth, to wait maternity, a dream of other offspring held my mind, compounded of us twain as love designed. rare forms, that corporate now will never be. Should I too, wed as slave to mote's decree, and each thus found apart, of false desire, a stolid line, whom no high aims will fire as had fired ours could ever have mingled we. And, grieved that lived so matched should miscompose, each mourn the double waste, and question dare to the great dom whence incarnation flows. Why those high-purposed children never were. What will she answer? That she does not care, if the race all such sovereign types unknows. 1866. Postponement, snowbound in woodland, a mournful word, dropped now and then from the bill of a bird, reached me on wind wafts, and thus I heard, wearily waiting. I planned her a nest in a leafless tree, but the passers-eyed and twitted me, and said, how reckless a bird is he, cheerly mating. ... fear-filled, I stayed me till summer-tide, and luth of leaves to throne her bride. But alas, her love for me waned and died, wearily waiting. Ah, had I been like some I see, born to an evergreen nesting tree, none had eyed and twitted me, cheerly mating. 1866. A confession to a friend in trouble, your troubles shrink not, though I feel them less here, far away, than when I tarried near. I even smile old smiles with listlessness, yet smiles they are, not ghastly mockeries mere. A thought too strange to house within my brain, haunting its outer precincts I discern, that I will not show zeal again to learn your griefs, and sharing them, renew my pain. It goes, like murky bird or buccaneer, that shapes its lawless figure on the main, and each new impulse tends to make out flee the unseemly instinct, that had lodgment here. Yet, comrade old, can bitterer knowledge be than that, though banned, such instinct was in me. 1866. Neutral tones, we stood by a pond that winter day, and the sun was white, as though chidden of God, and a few leaves lay on the starving sod, they had fallen from an ash, and were gray. Your eyes on me were as eyes that drove over tedious riddles solved years ago. And some words played between us to and fro on which lost the more by our love. The smile on your mouth was the deadest thing alive enough to have strength to die, and a grin of bitterness swept thereby like an ominous bird a wing. Since then, keen lessons that love deceives and rings with wrong have shaped to me your face, and the god-cursed sun, and a tree, and a pond etched with grayish leaves. 1867. She at his funeral, they bear him to his resting place in slow procession sweeping by. I follow at a stranger's space, his kindred they, his sweetheart I unchanged my gown of garish dye, though sable sad is their attire, but they stand round with griefless eye, whilst my regret consumes like fire. 187. Her initials, upon a poet's page I wrote of old two letters of her name. Part seemed she of the effulgent thought, whence that high singer's rapture came. When now I turn the leaf, the same immortal light illumes the lay, but from the letters of her name the radiance has died away. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.